Jay-Z Knight. Interview.
I've been asked this question a few times on my journeys of Q&As. People want to know the difference between a trans channel and a channel.
Well, let's see. When Rump appeared to me in 1977, and then began that incredible year from February on, teaching me about the kingdom of heaven, about everything. And then finally one day introducing what I was supposed to do about this. Everything, the wall went out, I saw all kinds of, the wall disappeared. And here was the future rushing like a locomotive into my living room. Things I'd never seen, people I'd never met. And the Ram and me. And when the Ram finally took me out of my body for the first time, I was scared to death. Many says, are you going to stay in your body and avoid death, or you want to leave it and see that you've conquered it? That was a great question. That day that I went down that tunnel for the first time and came back, and it was still afternoon, it was a huge day for me. And I didn't know what that was. I didn't know up to that point who Edgar Cayce was. I mean, I didn't believe in astrology. My mother bought books on the subject. I never was brought up in an environment that had so much free time that one could pursue one's boredom for lack of being busy. I never had that wonderful privilege. So when this happened to me, the only thing I had experienced was the church early in my life, which I wrote about in my book, A State of Mind, and realized that the God that I love was not the God that was in this teaching. So I was really, I had experiences, but thought everybody had had them. So to answer your question, when I wanted to ask Ram what had happened to me and what does this mean, who am I? I mean, who am I that saw the cobwebs on the ceiling above my body while I'm looking at my hairdo that I was so, you know, particular about, and my clothes and my clean house, and discover I was up by a cobweb? And who was it that was seeing that? And who was it that went through this tunnel and went rushing through that tunnel and hit that wall of light and came back? And I'd never be the same. I'd never look at myself as the same. So I said to the Ram, so what am I doing? I said, well, I just took care of your body while you were gone. I said, well, I went, did I die? I said, yes, in a sorts, you died. Meaning that if I hadn't been here, your body would have, your heart would have stopped beating. Your cells would start exploding in a matter of 30 minutes. So the process decay sets in and rigor within hours after that. Well, so that begged a whole explanation. So I went to the bookstore the following day after this much involved conversation, and the books fell out on the floor in front of me. And I picked them up, and there are lights all over them. And so this is when I learned about Edgar Cayce, and I learned about a few people that I'd never heard of in my life. And so I go and I said, so am I this medium? Am I a medium? Is this what I'm going to be? Instead of dying, I'm going to be a medium. And Ram says, no, you're not a medium. Well, I'm in a trance. No, you're not in a trance. No, you left your body. You died. You survived leaving your body. And I said, well, what is that? Then what am I? So am I just going to be the reincarnated person? And this is what I am? He said, no, you're a channel. A medium is somebody who goes into a trance state and can pick up the frequencies of infrared, low band, medium band, high band, infrared. And they can see disincarnate entities, they can hear voices, da-da-da-da-da, which is natural in every human being. And so they simply block out the environment around them and listen to an environment inside of them at a higher frequency. Cool. Is that what I'm doing? No, that's not what you're doing. Well, what am I doing? Is you're a channel. Channel means you leave your body. A different mind uses the body for expression. It's a very rare event. So there's no such thing as a trance channel. You're either out of here or you're in here. If you are transmedium, I don't know why we have to say trance. If you're a medium, seems like you're the intermediary between two or more parties, the person asking the question and the people answering it, and you're simply the person who, by proxy, is giving the information. So you're in a trance when you do that, and in a trance simply means that you block out the information and the environment that's around you when you begin to listen to another frequency. That frequency is infrared. Everybody has that capacity. Our midbrain is actually created to modulate infrared and then send those frequencies onto our frontal lobe. In my case, my persona, my observer, my spirit, my soul left this house. So I'm not my brain. My brain is a processing unit. I'm not my body. My body is an experimental unit. It's what experiences this reality. But what I really am is greater than that. And so I go to that subatomic world through the transformation of that tunnel and ramp the in that mind of his, holding my body together through the back of my brain. Now, we have a different being using a body that isn't necessarily theirs. By proxy in a way, but not really. Being uses the back of my brain, has its own connections to my eyes, my mouth. Everybody has this. Our body. So the mind of God could actually turn on in your subconscious and actually distort your reality and bring about a greater one using yourself. So I'm a channel. My job is to get out of the way and to be gone, while another being, for reasons of destiny, uses my body in a mindful way and performs extraordinary phenomenon. So.
Who is Ramtha?
Ramtha. Well, we're still finding that out. And after, let's see, he appeared to me when I was 31 years old. So he was a young woman. And I'm 58 now. And he's still an enigma to me. He's a being that lived 35,000 years ago. And of course, we run into immediately science's model of history and archaeology. But there's a lot of problems in explaining Homo erectus when you still find Cro-Magnon, you know, dating back 10 million years ago, skull. So we have a little problem with archaeology and history. Ramtha was here 35,000 years ago at a time period vividly explained by him over the years, over these long years. And he was a being whose race of people lived in the Pacific, in a place called Lemuria, or Mu. And his race of people came, as he said, from beyond the North Star. Now, this is getting out there. This is coming back where, really, species of different genesis of beings from different parts of the universe were visiting at that time, still are today, but at that time, actually set up races, are sections of people. Ramtha was born in Lemuria, was here while the planet was being torn apart, became a very powerful being in a place down by the Gulf of Mexico, at war with another race, and he was endeavoring to make sense of his family's profound spiritual intuitiveness. Their mind was who they were, and they had extraordinary capacity, but trying to make peace with the warring faction destroyed his family. So there's a great hatred for the god of his own people, and they call that god the unknown god. It didn't have a face, it was life itself. And so he began this remarkable journey of destroying his enemy and everybody else, and he lived this very colorful, extraordinary, warlike life, and fearless. That being would betray himself, end up with a mortal wound and would sit on a rock for 7 years contemplating his life in deep focus. Ramtha then one day had an extraordinary experience, had an out-of-body experience. That out-of-body experience set him on a journey to find out where that came from. So it took him another 7 years to duplicate the experience. So enlightenment came because the mind that he was, through his adversity of illness and sickness, was changed into the mind that could leave the body due to pain. And then that began the quest of discovering that whole new possibility of what he was, and that eventually he would find that the unknown God of his people was actually the source of life. It was and is that where we have our being from. It is that quintessential quantum field. It is that quintessential unfolding and infolding from the eternal void. And that extraordinary intelligence that comes from that is what we really are. And that the unknown God is life itself, and would find himself in a remarkable position of being able to declare that as himself. And then began the journey that once he had conquered and had figured this all out, then he looked at the horizon, which he says, where the gold meets the blue. I want to go there. Well, the mind then begins its journey and the body follows. And so the being worked with frequency and one day ascended and left his army. In time, so where is he gone? The stairway to heaven is made up of seven great steps and seven great frequencies. And Ram went up that stairway. Every time we raise the frequency in our body, and when we do that, it's because our mind moves to another part of the brain that specializes in that frequency. And when we rest our mind in that part of the brain, then we start to vibrate. And our vibrations throughout our body allows us to move faster than the matter in which we live in. So our frequency becomes fast. He just raised his frequency, and as he modulated his frequency, he raised it higher and higher. And is it possible that a body can vibrate without shattering? He went on and on and on and finally disappeared. Now he disappeared to us, but he's still in time on his own frequency time. So this is a being that lived 35,000 years ago, whose family came from beyond the North Star, who lived a rich and controversial life, was afraid of no one, had an army of 2 million people, and ascended at the end of his life. And where did he go? Where we all want to know. And that information of his journey and his knowledge is who is our master teacher at his school. And he's the one that shows us that we are observers, not just philosophically, but puts us in initiation and shows us we can do anything. This is the being that did it himself and calls us gods. I mean, when was the last time somebody paid you that compliment? That's Ramtha.